Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music. Although I'm not really looking that girly today, not as much as I normally do, at least. I have on my leather blazer and a band shirt today, which I don't normally wear band shirts. I can really only think of one other episode where I wore one, but today, I'm really excited for this episode. I'm going to be showing you guys my record collection. I feel like this is fun, and it's a way for you guys to kind of get to know me and my music taste. I've been collecting records since I was 16, I think. That's when I first got my record player. So the first record I want to show you is the most recent one that I got, actually. There's this record store near me that my boyfriend and I like going to every couple of weeks, and we like to check out what they have in stock. They are always getting in new albums, and this one is not a new album, but it is new to my collection, and that is none other than Misfits Collection 2. One thing you need to know about me, if you are going to listen to my podcast, is that I love Misfits. I am such a Misfits fan, but specifically the Danzig era Misfits, to me, that is just like the epitome of their discography, and that is Misfits to me. That's what I think of when I think of them, and I love Collection 2. It is some of my favorite songs, honestly. So basically, Collection 1 and 2 are both compilation albums, and they compile songs from Earth AD / Wolf's Blood, Legacy of Brutality, and they are meant to complement Walk Among Us. And all of their earliest singles and songs are supposed to be represented on the collections. However, there are some alternative versions of the actual singles on these compilation albums. Out of both of the collections, Collection 2 has been my favorite because it has a lot of my most favorite Misfits songs on here, and also so many iconic Misfits songs on here. So first of all, let me show you. This is the front. If you are watching on video, you'll get a visual of this. This is the front and this is the back. Now, there isn't any like special posters or pictures inside the actual album, and the record is, it's black. So as I said, there are so many iconic Misfits songs on this album. We have We Are 138, Attitude, Halloween 1 and 2. Last Caress is on here as well. I mean, there are so many really well-known songs that a lot of people think of when they think of Misfits on this collection. When I listen to honestly any Misfits song, but I think especially this collection of their songs, I really am just taken back to high school. Like, I picture myself junior year of high school on the bus at 5:30 in the morning, blasting these songs in my ears, listening to like Blood Feast and Demonomania. Like, this to me is just the epitome of high school, and I still listen to these songs to this day. I mean, Misfits were in my top Spotify Wrapped, so it's clear that I still love these songs. Now, if I had to pick a top three, this is going to be tough, but I think I would pick Children in Heat, Horror Hotel, and Demonomania or Blood Feast. I think those are my top four. We're gonna do a top four, and these are my favorites. So this is the first one that I wanted to show because I did recently get it. I love it, and I love the album cover of the two collections. This is my favorite album cover. Of course, it's just the Crimson Ghost, aka the Fiend that a lot of people call it, and this just has a very special place in my heart. So I wanted to show this off first. The next record in my collection is my favorite album of all time, and that is Milo Goes to College by Descendants. This has been my favorite album since I was like 15. The story behind me discovering this album, I was in physics class, and I hated physics class because I was just not good at it. I'm not a math or science person. I mean, I was a communications major, okay? Like, I like creative things like filming and writing and music, and math and science and I, we just don't get along. So the one saving grace of my physics class was that we were allowed to listen to music, but we could only listen to music on like these school issued iPads that you could check out every period. And the only streaming platform on there was Pandora, and it was the free version of Pandora. So there were constant ads. And at this point in time, I was 15 or 16. So I was very young, only first getting into punk at this time. And my favorite band at this time was Green Day. So I went to the Green Day station on Pandora, and one of the first songs that came up was Suburban Home. And immediately I was hooked, and I was like, this is the kind of music that I love. And on the bus ride home, I listened to the album in full because my bus ride was like about 20 minutes. And this is like a 23-minute album, I believe. So it was short and sweet, and it took my whole ride home. And immediately, it became one of my favorite albums. I loved it. I love it to this day. And I still listen to it in full to this day. I mean, I listen to it a lot if I am like on a run or working out. It's just, it's perfect. It's like a quintessential punk album. Milo Goes to College just became the soundtrack to my high school experience and even my college experience. When I went off to college, I edited like me onto the album cover and I made it say Fiona Goes to College. And when I graduated from college, I did the same thing. Fiona graduates from college, and it's just a meaningful album in my life, and it does not get old for me. So I had to have this in my collection. I don't even remember when I got this, but I believe that I have had this for a while. So of course, this is the front, the iconic album cover, and this is the back. So for my top three favorite songs on this album, I think I would have to choose I'm Not a Punk, M16, and Gene is Dead. Off the top of my head, I think those are my top three favorite songs from this album. And after discovering this album, I just discovered such a love for Descendants. I saw them earlier this year. I saw them in April with Circle Jerks and Adolescence. So I love them so much. And this album is just like, it's just everything to me. I love it so much. So had to have it in my collection. The next album in my collection is Fiddler's self-titled album. This album is golden. I love it. From start to finish, there is not a song that I skip on this album. If you are a fellow Fiddler fan and this is not your favorite album, what are you doing? No, I'm kidding. But seriously, this album, I adore. This is another album that just brings me back to high school, because Fiddler was, again, another one of the first bands that I fell in love with. And this album to me is just quintessential, like, garage punk, DIY punk. It's so raw. And even though it was recorded in the 2010s, it just has that like classic garage punk sound. And I love that. That is what I live for, because I'm such a classic punk enthusiast. And this is very reminiscent of that. So I actually found this album for pretty cheap at a record store. It was pre-owned. Someone sold it to the record store, and I bought it. I had been looking for this for years, and I only just got this like a year or two ago. And when I finally found it, I was like, thank goodness. This album to me, it's quintessential high school, and it's quintessential like modern punk. It also has some like surf rocky elements in there as well. I mean, this album is just so iconic, and definitely it's in my top 10 favorite albums of all time. So this is the front of the album, and this is the back of the album. And even though I bought it pre-owned, there really weren't any scratches or damages on it. Like, it might be a little worn, like the cover itself, but other than that, it was perfectly fine. As for my top three favorite songs on this album, I would have to say Cheap Beer, which I know is one of their most popular songs, but for good reason. It's so good. It's like very surf punky, very fast. I love it. I love Paycheck, and I also love, I can't say the names of either of my other two favorite songs actually without getting flagged. So I think instead I'll have to say Cheap Beer, Paycheck, and Stoked and Broke. I think those will be my top three songs on this album. If you have never listened to Fiddler before, You gotta check them out and start with this album. Next up in my record collection, Rage Against the Machine's self-titled album. This album, one of my favorites of all time, has to be in my top 10 favorite albums. I have a funny story about when I went to go buy this album, like physically in stores actually. At the time, I was about 16 years old, and I was working as a hostess at this restaurant, and it was a more upscale restaurant, and I was working the day shift, like the brunch hours. And as a hostess, we were required to wear either dresses or skirts or like just a nice outfit, like put together. And it was also like the heat of summer. So because of this, I would normally wear like flowy sundresses. So after my shift ended, it was around like 3 o'clock probably, I walked over to a record store that was nearby and I walked over in my flowy sundress and, you know, my wedges and all that. And so I walk into the record store and I see all these like punk posters on the walls. And immediately I was like, oh my God, why have I not been here before? This is the coolest place ever. So I'm just flipping through all the records and I come across Rage Against the Machine. And at this time, I really started just getting into them. So I saw this, put my eyes on it, and immediately was like, I need to get this. So I go to the counter and I put this down, and the guy at the counter was maybe like in his 40s-ish, I don't know, but I give him what I wanted to buy and he was like, oh, wow, really? And I was like, oh yeah, I like this album. I'm coming from work. I know I don't look like I do. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't have expected that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, because I was not dressed like looking like I would want that album. But oh my God, at that point in my life, that was like such, that was epitome of high school for me, that album. And I had to have it. So, you know, then I walked out of the record store in my wedges and my sundress, my Rage Against the Machine album, and called it a day. So that's the story of me buying that album. But oh my God, this album is just incredible. It, to me, there is just nothing like it, and there is really no band in my opinion that does it like Rage. Of course, this is the iconic front of the record, and then this is the back. And I would have to say my top three songs on this one are probably Take the Power Back, Know Your Enemy, and Bullet in the Head. Those are definitely my top three, but the whole album, there's no skips for me on this album. Next up in my collection is Bleach. Bleach is by far my favorite Nirvana album. I mean, of course I love In Utero. Of course I love Nevermind. Of course I love their MTV Unplugged. I'm wearing the shirt right now. Bleach has been and always will be my favorite Nirvana album. So of course I had to have a physical copy of this. This is another album that is just like quintessential high school for me, especially like senior year of high school. I was really into Nirvana. This was back in like 2017. And I was obsessed, but this album specifically, I was immediately drawn to. I love the, like, the tones in this album musically. The guitar tones to me are just like, they're very heavy. They're very deep and gritty. And I love that. I love that about this album. And as far as Nirvana albums go, this is just my favorite collection of songs ever by them. They're all on this album personally. I don't even know if I can pick a top three on this album, but we'll try. So, Negative Creep, Mr. Mustache, and School, I think, are my top three. School was like one of my top songs that I played in high school, so that would be my top three on this album, but it's hard to pick just three. And also, of course, this is the front and this is the back, just a list of songs on the back. So there's one record I have that I love having in my collection, and I could not pass it up when I saw it in a record store. So this is a 1992 Green Day Live in New Jersey record, and I had to have it. I'd never seen it in a record store before up until like a year ago. And when I saw it, I was like, I have to have this. I love old school Green Day. I love all their albums from the 90s. Like, to me, that is Green Day, and some of my favorite songs are on this. And for a live recorded album at like a random radio station, it's actually really great quality. So I recommend, if you find this somewhere, definitely pick it up. This is the front of the album and this is the back. So this was recorded May 28th of 1992, and there are so many iconic 90s Green Day songs on here. A lot of them are from 1039 Smooth and Kerplunk as well. So we have like Don't Leave Me, 409 in Your Coffee Maker, 2000 Light Years Away, 80, Christie Road, so many iconic songs. And this era of Green Day has a very, very special place in my heart. And obviously this isn't like an official full length release, but off of this, I think my favorites would have to be Paper Lantern, Who Wrote Holden Caulfield, and probably also 409 in Your Coffee Maker. I love this. I'm so happy to have this in my collection as a Green Day fan. could not pass it up. So this next record is another live album, another one I could not pass up when I found it. Bought it at the same record store that I got the Rage Against the Machine album at, like a couple weeks later. Got my paycheck on a Friday and I walked over after my shift at work. So this Nirvana record is a collection of live recordings from 1989 to 1994, and they're actually such good quality and I love having this. I'd never seen it before, but when I saw this in the record store, I was like, I need to have it. If you are a Nirvana fan like me, if you like collecting records, I definitely recommend having this in your collection, especially if you like live recordings and you like listening to live recordings. I definitely recommend having this in your collection. Off of this live recording record, my top three favorite albums would definitely have to be Dumb, Floyd the Barber, and Endless Nameless. So if you are curious, this is the front of the album and this is the back. I'm very happy to have this in my collection. I love it. I love displaying it and I think it's super cool. I think it's a super cool addition to your collection if you also collect records. All right, next up, we got a stack of records. We got a big stack coming up. These are all my Green Day records. So I'm going to show you the ones that I have. Green Day was the first band that I ever fell in love with. So I have a lot of their albums that I have collected through the years. And first record that I ever got was a Green Day album. My record player was a gift to me like on my 16th birthday, I think. And at that time, Revolution Radio had just come out. So that was the album that I got with my record player. And I actually really like this album. If you guys didn't know, I am more of a like 90s Green Day fan, as well as I do love American Idiot, of course. That was the first album I ever heard from them. But I really do like this album. I think there's a lot of underrated songs and a lot of hidden gems on this one. I mean, Bang Bang is really good. Revolution Radio is really good. I even like Say Goodbye, Bouncing Off the Walls. There's a lot on here that are really good. Underrated album for sure. And as far as their newer albums go, I definitely think that this one is on the higher end. So this is the front and this is the back. So that was the first Green Day record that I ever received. And I think that my favorite songs would have to be Bang Bang, Revolution Radio, and maybe Say Goodbye. I do like Too Dumb to Die as well. There's a lot on here that I actually do really like. So that was the first Green Day record that I ever had. Next up, one of the best Green Day albums, Kerplunk. First of all, I love this album cover. I love this girl. I think she's just the coolest. I love her. If I were to get a Green Day tattoo, which I'm not really one to get tattoos of like bands or artists that I like, but if I were, I would definitely get either just her or the flower on the shirt. So I love everything about this album cover and I love everything about this album. To me, this is just like quintessential 90s Green Day and it is in my top albums from them. One of my favorites and one of my favorite albums ever, honestly. It's just so like DIY, garagey, soundy. It's not overproduced by any means and that is what I love about it. This is a no skip album for me. A lot of Green Day albums are no-skip albums for me, let's be real. But if I had to narrow it down, my favorites would definitely be One of My Lies, Who Wrote Holden Caulfield, and Words I Might Have Ate. But honestly, you can't go wrong with a single song on this album. They're all so good. So of course, this is the iconic front. And the back of this album is really cool as well. So that is the back. I love it. Very, very detailed, which is super cool. So Kerplunk, of course, had to be in my collection. Next up, Insomniac. Now, for Insomniac, I did get the 25th anniversary edition of the album, and the album cover already is my favorite Green Day album cover ever. I love the artwork. I love how intricate it is. This one is like reflective almost. Oh my god, it's so cool. And the back is the same as well. So I love it. It was so cool. I had to get my hands on this immediately. And I mean, this has always been one of my favorite Green Day albums. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but as far as their discography goes, it is definitely their heaviest album. For Green Day standards, it's heavy. I'm not saying it's like hardcore by any means, but for their standards, it is the heaviest with the guitar tones and like the themes and everything. And personally, I love hardcore punk. I'm not saying this album is, but I think this is why this is one of my favorite releases from them, because it is more on the harder side. So now what's cool about this album is that there are three sides. So side one and two are the actual album, and then side three is Live in Prague. So that's really cool. You get a live edition of this album as well. I think my top three favorite songs would have to be Stuart and the Av, 86, and maybe Stuck With Me, but you can't pick a favorite on this album. You really can't. They're all so good. And I love it. I love the album cover. I love the music on this album. I love everything about it. I have two more in my Green Day collection. Next up is Nimrod, another one of my favorite Green Day albums. So of course I had to get this. Being that this was one of the first records that I ever got, I just used to like put it on and sit in my room and do my homework in high school and blast this record in my record player. And I love it to this day. I love this album. This is another album I've talked about before, but it's more like experimental for them. They definitely experiment with a lot of genres. So I love that they do that. They even have an instrumental song on here. So love this one. This is of course the front, and this is the back. And top three favorite songs would have to be Prosthetic Head, Reject, and probably Platypus, I Hate You. I love the name of that song, but I also love that it's more of like a harder quote-unquote song for Green Day. And last but not least for Green Day albums, and lastly what I'll be showing you in my collection today, is American Idiot. This is a hefty record. There is a lot in here. I'm not going to show you the whole thing, but I had to have this record, American Idiot. I've talked about it a million times on the podcast, but American Idiot is the reason that I discovered punk music and really got into rock and punk as a whole. And I wouldn't have this podcast, I don't think, if I discovered Green Day and discovered American Idiot. It changed my life. It changed my music taste. So had to have this one, and I had to end out with this one because it is so special and so meaningful to me. I have talked about like how exactly I discovered American Idiot and Green Day before a couple times on the podcast. So I recommend either listening to my first episode or my top three Green Day album episode, because that'll go more into depth on that. I don't want to bore you with the same story. If you have heard it, if you have not heard it, go listen to one of those episodes. So overall, this album just, it means the world to me. I was actually in a production of American Idiot. I did grow up doing musical theater, and I was in this after my junior year of college. I was in American Idiot. So that was super fun. My brother and I did it together, and it was just a very like meaningful full circle moment for me. So my top three favorite songs on this album would have to be, of course, Jesus of Suburbia. I think it is just such a well-written song. I mean, it is musical genius level, okay? And then Saint Jimmy, love Saint Jimmy. That is my favorite song on this album overall. And then Letter Bomb. So those are my top three on American Idiot. So guys, that has been my record collection. I thought that this would be a fun episode to show you guys. So I love collecting records. I love going to record stores. If like my boyfriend and I, if we don't know what to do one day, we're like, oh, let's just go see like what's at the record store today. Or let's check out a new record store. If we like travel somewhere, we always try and find a record store and we'll maybe even get a record from there. And I would love to do a part two of this as my collection grows. And also there were some albums I didn't show you, but I wanted to keep it mostly punk, rock, and grunge. So that is all for today's episode, but thank you so, so much for watching. And if you made it to this part of the episode, if you are watching on YouTube, comment down below what your favorite record that you own is. And if you don't own any records, just comment down below your favorite album. And if you want to stay in the know with all things Pretty in Punk, you can follow me at Pretty in Punk Pod on both Instagram and TikTok. I post short clips there and like graphics and just more content on there as well. So I would love if you guys could follow along on there as well. And I do post new episodes every single Friday on all streaming platforms. And I would love to see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so, so much for watching. And I will see you next Friday in the next episode of Pretty in Punk.